We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Welcome to Good News with Lowell and Connie Lundstrom. Join them for music and a message that will inspire and change your life.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Maybe we have come here just in time. We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lowell Lundstrom.
And I'm Connie.
And we're so glad that you're listening in because you'll enjoy the message on discouragement.
Sometimes when everything goes wrong, God knows you really need a song. There's healing for your broken heart. Just hold on and you can make another start. Don't give up when things get rough. God will help you make it through. Don't give in and you will win. Hold on and you will see it's true. Don't despair, God really cares. Hold on, there's work for you to do. Don't give up, the Lord's enough. He'll work a miracle for you. Are searching for a way to poison your mind and ruin your day. They'll leave when they hear that victory sound, that you're not giving up and you're not giving ground. Don't give up when things get rough. God will help you make it through. Don't give in and you will win. Hold on, and you will see it's true. Don't despair, God really cares. Hold on, there's work for you to do. Don't give up, the Lord's enough. He'll work a miracle for you. Yes, He'll work a miracle for you.
Why does a person become discouraged? What triggers that remorse that sweeps over the soul? Winston Churchill used to refer to depression as the black dog, the big black dog, because it clings to you and it sucks all the good energy out of you. And instead of looking at life as a beautiful experience, it becomes a drudgery. God wants to help us and He wants us to live victoriously.
Some time ago, a survey discovered that 7 out of 10 adults have thought about the idea of suicide at some time during their lives. Why does a man become discouraged or a woman become discouraged? What triggers the remorse that sweeps over them? From personal experience and from the experience of others, I've seen where the feeling of futility will bring on discouragement. Futility just plagues you with the question, are you really accomplishing anything?
Many become discouraged because of failure. Discouragement is discouraging because failure can destroy your soul. A few weeks ago, I saw a church bulletin board that said, mistakes prove that you attempted something. I like that. Some people never make any mistakes because they never tried to do anything out of the ordinary. Remember, if you and I are ever going to do anything in the world, we're going to make a lot of mistakes. And some of these mistakes will be big ones.
That's right.
I remember that Babe Ruth struck out 3 times for every home run he hit. Once James Corbett, the world-famous boxer, was asked, what's the most important thing for a man to do to become a champion boxer? And to this, Corbett replied, fight one more round.
And Lowell and Walt Disney applied at the Kansas City Star for a job as an artist. The editor urged him to give up his idea. Zane Grey didn't sell a story his first 5 years of writing. And the first time George Gershwin played the piano in public, they laughed him off the stage. Have you become discouraged because of failure? Well, then congratulations, you've joined the company of champions.
There is no easy way to make it great in this life. You may be torturing yourself because of a blunder that you made in the past, but forget it. Your unpleasant memories of the past are like cancer eating away at your heart. Remember, if you're making mistakes, it proves that you're trying to do something. Keep on trying. Keep learning from your mistakes, and eventually you'll succeed, even if it's not in the field that you intended to major in.
And friend, another thing, if your life is fully committed to the Lord, you can count on God's help to help you and give you the break you would never get otherwise. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Pity the man who lives without God and attempts feats beyond his ability. He needs God to succeed, but when he refuses to place his life in God's hands, he has doomed himself to failure.
Many become discouraged because of fatigue. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, a man of God who called fire down from heaven. He turned an entire nation to God in one day. But as soon as he had accomplished this astounding feat, Jezebel, the queen, became so angry that she put out a warrant for Elijah's arrest, and he had to flee the country. And you know how discouraging it must have been to be God's prophet, being chased by a devil woman. When Elijah finally found refuge from Jezebel's soldiers, he was worn out and in despair. And Elijah prayed, Oh God, let me die. His suicidal feelings were prompted by his fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Lowell, we're living so fast these days that most of us are overloaded and overworked. Millions suffer from despondency because of mental and physical fatigue. When you've got tired blood from the hectic pace of modern life, you're going to get discouraged. The fact is, you can count on it.
Maybe the answer to your discouragement is a good rest. I'm not talking about a vacation where you get in your car and pound from one end of the country to the other, visiting relatives that hope you'd stay away until you arrive home to fit to be buried.
You know, Lowell, God created our bodies and set aside 1 day out of 7 for rest. When Americans turn God's holy day into a fun day, they're sinning against themselves. Lowell, I can remember in my life, way back, in my teenage years, it was unthinkable to shop or to even grocery shop on God's day. People honored it so much more than they do today.
Yeah, Sunday is fun day in America, but we're paying a price for it because husbands and wives feeling separated from one another, children living rebellious lives because they don't have time to communicate with their parents. There are all kinds of things that happen, and you get tired and worn out, and you finally say, what's the use? Well, the fact of it is God wants to bless you and help you and lift you up, but you're going to have to pray. Why don't we pray right now? I'd like us to pray right now. Repeat after me, will you please? Say, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
I believe Jesus died for me.
I believe Jesus died for me.
And Lord, I give you my heart.
And Lord, I give you my heart.
Come live in me.
Come live in me.
Help me be a light to others.
Help me be a light to others.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, when you feel the urge within you submit to earthly fear. Don't let this faith you're standing in just seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. For God in heaven's praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind. To make you think that you're a pauper when he knows himself that we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. For Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him.
Many years ago, Lowell, you wrote a book that helped so many people. It was called Words to Encourage the Discouraged. But we've reprinted the book, and now the title of it is The Power of Faith in the Face of Defeat. And friend, if you felt defeated, if you felt down, you'll want to receive this book, Lowell's book, The Power of Faith in the Face of Defeat. If you felt defeated or know a friend who is defeated, you'll want to get this book or several copies of them. And for your gift of $10 or more, we'll send this book to you. All you have to do is push on the special offer button. And you know, we are so glad you listened in today. And we want you to be our advertisers. So if you've listened to this show, if it's helped you, tell others about it and tell them to listen in too. And send your prayer requests. We love to pray for you. We have people at our offices who will pray for you. And we received a request here from a lady that said, please pray for my son who has diabetes. Please pray for a daughter who has Crohn's disease. And for my ex-husband, that God will draw him to the cross. And, you know, we have all kinds of needs. Every person, every individual, and I know those of you who are listening today have all kinds of needs. So God will hear and answer your prayers. Never give up, because He hears you when you call on Him.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
Lowell and Connie encourage you to email or write with your prayer needs. They will pray for you and believe for the answers. God has answered so many of their prayers over the years. They believe in standing on the promises of God and want to stand with you in believing for the miracles you need.
God is good.
God is good.
God
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good. God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
Thanks for listening in today. Join Lowell and Connie again next week for more good news.